everyone. It's Eloise, and I am broadcasting to you live from the floor of my cupboard. And this is episode, I want to say five, I'm not sure, some episode of the Legal Cheek podcast. And obviously we can't at the moment continue our in-person meeting with guests and the interviews that we were doing. But I thought in the meantime, to make it up to you, I would put together a couple of really short episodes, and they will be pretty short, just 10 minutes or so, just on a couple of things that people had suggested to me. So for background, for those of you who don't follow Legal Cheek on Instagram, we asked you guys over on the Legal Cheek Instagram what you wanted to hear about on the podcast. And I had a lot of suggestions, people sending me stuff that they thought would be interesting, and I've picked out a few of the most frequently asked questions or topics, and I'm going to talk about them. So the first one is this idea of what you should be doing with your time, which, so a lot of us have a bit of time now that we might not have had previously. And maybe you've had vacation schemes or internships cancelled, or you're studying for online exams and you've got a little bit of time around those studies that you want to fill with something productive. So I've got a couple of suggestions for you. I guess the first thing is to say that you don't necessarily have to be doing any of this stuff. This is just like general kind of thoughts and suggestions. And if you do need the time just to kind of rest and like restore, then definitely do that. But this is maybe if you do feel like maybe you want to do try out a few kind of productive type things. So I'm going to break it down into three main categories. The first is like reflecting on your past, and sort of that sounds very dramatic. Reflect on your past. And by that I mean just kind of like reflecting on your own development over the recent months or years. The second category is like things you can do that relate to like the present moment. And then the third category is the future. So things you can do if you want to be planning ahead and thinking like sort of getting ahead, preparing for the reintegration of society, if it happens, when it happens. So first category, this is past, like stuff that you might want to do if you're reflecting on things that have happened over the last few months or years. So the first thing you can do is start to develop, like some people refer to this as a kind of like feedback tracker or a feedback journal. And this is something that is actually pretty helpful as you're coming up to doing sort of applications for internships or vacation schemes and stuff, is to really go back over the last like however many months or years that you've really been focusing in on your professional development or preparing for these kind of career opportunities, and just gather together all the feedback that you've got from teachers, from mentors, from people that you've encountered at networking events, from people that you've met in the professional world, from people who have taken a look at your work or given you some feedback on like a presentation or something that you've done. And just start to gather that all together in one place. So that could just be like a Word document, or maybe you have a journal or something that you're using for those purposes. And it can just be really helpful to get this sense of like, how are you doing? And what are people thinking about how you're doing? Because sometimes the way you think about like what you're doing and how you're coming across can be quite different from other people. And that's not necessarily to say that like one perception is right and one is wrong, but it can just be more helpful to have more information on what people think. So it's almost, yeah, it's like an information gathering exercise. And then the idea is that once you have that feedback, I mean, obviously you keep it updated. So every time you get a new piece, you add it. This is negative and positive feedback. So anything that gives you an indication of how you're doing or what your work is like. And then you start to go back through that and you can sort of gather together like consistent threads or things that keep coming up. Like, you know, people say that, I don't know, this is a random example, but people say maybe you don't like make enough eye contact when you're doing a presentation, or just little things like that. If they keep coming up and you also agree with them, then you can make them kind of personal development or learning points. So that's one thing. And the other thing is more just like a personal reflection, I guess. So you can go back over your like sort of goals for the last year or so and just like check back in with them. See like, how did they go? Did you do them? if not, why not? And the things that are kind of stopping you from making progress. And you can do that through kind of lists, or if you have sort of other ways of tracking your goals, there are a lot of different like habit and goal trackers around. Yeah, sort of just a period of reflection and collection of what happened. And maybe you can plan out from there. And this is touching on some of the future related stuff. Maybe you can use that information to then start planning ahead for how things are going to go in the future. So, second section. This is about stuff that you can do that relates to kind of the present moment that will help you sort of going forwards if you have a little bit of time for this stuff. First thing is research. So if you are in the process of thinking about vacation schemes, internships, training contracts, whatever your career path is, then the best thing you can probably use downtime for, if you want to use it this way, is research. So research on the firms, research on the market in general, if you're thinking about going into like a corporate or commercial industry, research on areas of practice, if you're not quite sure what kind of law you want to do, if you're sort of halfway through your studies, maybe research on like the topics you want to take next year or next term. And yeah, research anything and everything, and do something with that information. So I think this is kind of the key point that people often forget. Like, researching is great, but if you're not methodically collecting and then refining that information, it's very unlikely to go into your head and stay there. And that is speaking from personal experience. So I can just tell you, like, if this is helpful, what I did when I was thinking about applying for vacation schemes, I had a sort of Word document that was like a table format. And in one column, I had all the firm names that I was going to make an application for. And in another column, I had like their a link to their website or whatever. And then another column, I had like key points that I'd learned about these firms. And really what I was trying to pick out there was why each firm was different from another. So I was sort of researching with this purpose or intention. And I was trying to find out what made these firms different. That was the purpose of the research. And then once I had the information, I then categorized it in such a way that I could see the outcome of the research. So I guess it's kind of a methodical way of dealing with like information gathering. So that's one thing, research. The next, I just put skills. By the way, I've written notes, but they're very, not really helping me. So I just put skills, which I think, you know, you can develop whatever skills you want. You can make the world's best banana bread, and I really hope you do, because that would be an excellent quarantine skill to learn. But if you wanted to think about maybe like things that are going to help you in your career development, you can develop skills like presentation skills or like sort of public speaking skills. You can do those even from your own home in isolation. So kind of just practicing by yourself. If you have like a talk or a presentation coming up, you can sort of rehearse by yourself. One thing that's really helpful, and this is helpful for interviews as well, is to film yourself speaking and watch it back. Oh my God, that is the most painful and one of the most painful processes to do if you are like me and you hate watching yourself speak. But it is so helpful because you know, then you know what you look like. It sounds obvious, but then you know what you're like. You can see what you're like, and you can see all those annoying things, like I mentioned before, sort of not making eye contact and stuff. Really common things that people just tend to do, but if you've never seen yourself do it, then how would you know? So that's one thing. Yeah, just random skills like that that might be helpful going forwards. Another skill is like sort of writing for business. So sort of adapting your academic writing into more like commercial, professional style writing. And there's lots of tips on the internet, about that. So use your research skills to find those tips. and then the third thing, I think this is a really good one actually, and this comes under the heading of organization. So I know this sounds kind of like dull, but it is one of those things that you can just switch off your brain if you are like me and you kind of want to do that at this time in the world. And you can just do a really mindless, process-driven task, like organizing your files, like organizing your desktop or organizing your actual desk, like your physical desk. And yeah, just like getting your stuff in order so that when you go back into the world, like when things do go back to normal, you'll sort of be at this position of starting from a clean slate rather than having to sort of untangle everything that's gone on in the last few months. So downtime can actually be a really nice like time to just sort of sort stuff out. And you can definitely do it while multitasking with like Netflix or something, or this podcast. So final thing, final category, and this is stuff for your future. So you can do things like planning and preparation. And obviously this overlaps with like research and the skills that you're developing. But you can make things like a personal development plan. If you have never made one of those or you don't know what it is, you can find some articles and stuff, including one that I wrote a while ago, I think still online somewhere. So just have a Google around for like professional and personal development plans. They're pretty helpful when you want to start to crystallize your goals and ambitions and figure out what they are and sort of start to take things forwards in a clear and structured way. And then the final thing I put, again, this isn't very helpful notes from my part. I put setting things up, and that kind of means like getting ready to go back to studying or just like back into the world or back to life as normal as it can be. So this is things like maybe trying to reach out to your contacts or your mentors or people in your network to like reestablish those relationships, or just starting to slowly sort of pick up your schedule again so you're doing like a little bit more and you're getting back into the swing of things. And I think like really what this is about is avoiding that really big energy spike from having had a long period of downtime to like going full force back into the world. And I think it could help. I mean, obviously see what it feels like, but it might be helpful to slowly start to set things back up. So maybe you have like a virtual coffee or like a Zoom session or something with one of your mentors and you talk about like what you want to achieve going back, or, you know, you start to set up some sort of networking groups, or like you join a networking group, or that you take these small steps towards coming back into the world. And yeah, I think that can be quite helpful to manage your energy as much as anything else. So those are a few scattered thoughts. I'm going to do a few more episodes in this kind of style, short and with terrible notes. No, my notes are going to be better for the next one. But if you have topics that you want me to talk about, you can find me and tell me what you want me to talk about, and most likely I will talk about it. So I am on Instagram at Eloise Alexia, and you can also find me through the Legal Cheek Instagram page. If you follow Legal Cheek, we'll put this podcast promoter out on there as well. And you can find me on the usual like LinkedIn and stuff if you want to be a connection, if you want to connect there. I don't know what people say. So yeah, I hope you guys are all really well and looking forward to hearing your thoughts.